need a break. Relax, grab a coffee, and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
We're back. Great to have your company this afternoon. We've been away a while and we've got loads to share. So quick, go grab yourself a cuppa and get ready to put your feet up. You're listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM.
Super trooper beams are gonna blind me, but I won't feel blue like I always do. 'Cause somewhere in the crowd there's...
sit and sleep and sing, wishing every show was there. So where do we start? All the things that have happened over the last several weeks.
I mean,
let's talk about the All Blacks. Is anybody not talking about the All Blacks?
Oh, no. Well, no. We're all talking about them. They're doing pretty well, aren't they? But, oh, hey, who are they going to meet?
I know. I think the English will really give them a run for their money. I think the final will be excellent. Of course we're going to win.
What's your prediction? Who are they going to play, do you think?
England.
Yeah, I don't know. They're going to come back up against South Africa.
You reckon?
I'm glad France is out, though, because France is our nemesis. So I was quite happy that they got knocked out this weekend.
Yeah, I don't think the France would have given them a problem, though. Yeah, it's the English forward pack that worry me. Boys, they're all like blooming bullocks. They're just massive men, and they're just pushing everybody around the paddock. So,
yeah. Wasn't it great, Japan, though? That was a fantastic ride, wasn't it, for them?
I know. Really, and they're really happy with their results. They don't care that they're out. They got to the semi-final, which was amazing for Japan. And what a fantastic group of lovely people, you know? They were just, their whole attitude and, everything about them was absolutely perfect.
And I think it's great, actually, that we're getting more teams into the competition. It gets quite a bit boring, you know, it gets boring when the same old is in there. And I don't see it's the same with any sport. It doesn't grow, you know, when you've just got that core. So it's great to actually have a few teams coming in that, you know, coming up to that level as well,
I think it makes a huge difference to the diversity of the game as well. But the other thing that's really impressed me with the Rugby World Cup is the amount of Kiwis that are in every single team in some position or another. It doesn't matter whether they're coaching or playing, you know, there's just Kiwis everywhere.
Yeah, we've spread ourselves around, haven't we? We're a bit like Genghis Khan, you know, getting ourselves
just
around the world.
We're so good at everything, you know, the yacht racing and we're attracted.
And the netball. Fantastic.
We won by one goal. That was brilliant.
Wouldn't that be great?
We so deserved that one too.
Yeah. Be good just to win that last little one and just get that back, because it's been a while, the netball, you know, we've got back, so that's really cool as well.
And that's that Kiwi woman coaching us. If we could just keep them here, you know, doing this job for us, we've got all our good people overseas making everybody else strong and
that's true as well. But there's a few coming in to help us as well. I think of the golf and young Danny Lee and Lydia, who was here. So we've had people come into New Zealand making us a little bit stronger on that front as well. So young Danny Lee, I think he came second in the big tournament he was in. So yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Watching golf is like watching paint dry to me.
Well, to watch the whole game is a bit boring, but to watch those ones, you know, just as they're putting and going down the hole. But it's just really neat to see the young people coming up, you know, and doing really, really well.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with you there. That's one of the things that really impressed me with the Japanese, was the World Cup thing. Whenever they had a stadium that wasn't full, they took all those spare tickets to the schools and gave them to the kids to be able to watch the games free.
Oh, I didn't know that. Isn't that fantastic?
So the stadium
grassroots.
The stadiums were always full, regardless, and a lot of it was free tickets that these kids have got, and they just were ecstatic, and it's brilliant stuff for them.
I wish they'd do that here, because the tickets get so expensive, you know.
I don't go anymore, I can't afford it.
No, same, and I don't think, you know, that's fair, especially that's our big sport, you know.
I know.
And you lose that grassroots with that kind of stuff. Yeah.
So tell me, did you get the Spark app? How have you been watching the rugby?
Oh, heck no. Just TV. I mean, and on radio. I like listening to it on the radio, because, you know, you're there with them and having to imagine it. And I think the presenters actually have to work a little bit harder to be able to describe it so that you can be there with them, where I think, you know, on TV they just get a bit lazy. But Spark, no, goodness me, where we live, we don't have reception anyway, hardly. Mm. Our broadband's a bit like dial-up where we are, so it wouldn't have worked that way for us.
It's quite funny, isn't it? They all say that the streaming thing is a new way to go, but I can't see that it's any better than the way we've got at the moment. So I don't really understand what, you know, like all this new technology comes out and they say it's better, but I don't necessarily, 9 times out of 10 it is, but not always.
I think someone said this to me in the weekend and it kind of made sense, but not being a technical person, I have no idea whether this is right, but it made logical sense. He said when it goes up to the satellite, it goes up to one place and then it just spreads. But he said when it has to come down a line, it all comes down a line, but has to then spread for all of these. But he said it's all right when everybody's watching different things, but when you're all watching the same thing, it has to spread to every single person at once.
So is he saying when it comes down the line, that's the streaming side of it? And the other way that they've been doing it, that Sky and everybody else is via satellite, so it spreads.
Interesting.
I can't see that Sky or anybody else has had a worse service than what Spark has. Having said that, I watched the game on Saturday night on a TV at the Coast Guard because I was on duty, and our captain had the Spark app, and so he was able to have it on whatever TV as long as he had the the passwords for that particular TV. We were able to watch it, and it was excellent. There was not a problem with it. But then I had a girlfriend who's paid all the money and bought a new TV and paid for a guy to install it all and get it, and it was still freezing halfway through the
game. That would just be so frustrating. And here we are, when you think about it, we've just been marketed to again. And half of the people have decided to take up that, and it's just been, as you say, for some, been absolutely abysmal.
Yeah. I know, and probably the other thing that really annoys me most is now it's like you had to pay $80 for the Spark thing to be able to watch the rugby. That's just one sport. What about all the people that we've got in New Zealand who are ardent rugby fans, and they have to go down to the local pub to watch it because they can't afford to do, whereas they could afford Sky Sport, which was like $15, $20 a month or something, maybe a little bit more.
No, that's way gone up. We kind of got rid of them as well. That just kept going up and up and up as well.
Did it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have Sky Sport, but I have just the ordinary Sky, so I can watch it half an hour delayed or 1 hour delayed and tape it and everything and watch it when I feel like it. I can't see how, and that's what, most of the people who can't afford the big thing, that's what they have. Now they have to go to the pub.
But that's not a bad thing either.
Well, it's not a bad thing, except they are going to be, I actually love going to the pubs to watch the football, but we have a drink driving problem and we have all these other problems. So.
Irene, you don't have to drink when you're at the pub.
I know you don't. You're not getting the point. I'm talking about the communities, the poorer communities that can't afford it are going to be doing this.
I know, but they can go down and have a Coke at the pub.
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen. Do you really think that's going to happen? The people in the Māori pub are going to go and drink Coke all night?
Well, if we start changing that view, or many pubs now actually put on a shuttle. So they take you home, which is really cool.
That would be great if they did that for the football. That would be excellent.
Yeah.
And I love that pub atmosphere. I think one of the best games I ever watched, we were in Fort Lauderdale and they had this Irish pub, and it ended up being a Australian Kiwi final and whatever. I think it was, one of our round robin games that we have was South Africa and English and that. So we're all there in the pub, and we're predominantly in this Irish pub with all these American people. We're predominantly Australia, New Zealand. No, it was Australia, New Zealand in a semi-final, and then New Zealand was playing somebody else in the final. So the Australia-New Zealand game, the Americans were absolutely terrified at how much animosity there was between the Kiwis and the Australians. And then they were astounded how even the Australians were supporting us when we did the final.
Isn't it bizarre, right?
It's
how
awesome.
Those things work.
Awesome. Yeah. It was fantastic, absolutely fantastic. And a lot of the Americans came not because they liked watching our particular brand
probably
of football.
Because they watched you.
They wanted to watch us. So the Australians and the Kiwis interacting, they were so funny.
It was just awesome.
Yeah,
no, it is fun. And sometimes it is more fun, when you're in the community or, like a community gathering or something. But I'm one of those people that yells at the telly, Well, I think there's many of us that probably yell at the telly.
Yeah, I do too. On my own. if anybody was
jumping
outside,
out of my chair,
I swear it, I talk to it.
And do they listen?
Nope. Does anybody ever listen? Nope.
Yeah, no, it has been fun. But you're right, it is this whole streaming versus TV and everything else. Well, I don't think, you know, is it a new way? Is it a better way?
It's just another money-making way, is all I can find. I can't see anything majorly better with it.
Do you know, Jeff and I have decided, no, we don't. We're not paying for anything. We just have free for air or free for view or whatever it's called. And when you start adding up, and when I hear what people are paying for every other little thing that's come on just because we've been marketed, I don't actually think we're missing out on anything, to be fair.
Mm. Sounds to me like you're still watching everything I watch, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we have these conversations. I know. So, yeah, and it can just take over, can't it? Mm. So, but, yeah, no, it's not bothered with it.
Isn't it funny how we're such a rugby race that you and I have just sat here for 10 minutes talking about rugby and nothing else?
And we've just prattled about it. It's not like we know really. We can't give you the ins and outs of it. Actually, that was the other day. Where did I read that? I can't remember where I saw it, actually. Those couple of blokes, were they New Zealand blokes? And they started in their garage that actually were talking rugby. Not all the palaver that went into it. They were actually... And they put together this stream. They streamed their videos of actually looking at the game as the game itself, not, you know, all of the personalities that go with it and everything else, of how some of the commentary now has got a bit, you know.
Right.
And they've done really well.
Oh,
just
good.
By going back to this is the game and this is how it's happening, and look at what he... Yeah, I thought
just the player and talking about the way they've played rather than the personality, which I totally agree with.
Yeah.
That palaver that goes on was... I wish I could tune it out so that I can just watch the rugby and not hear that.
Well, they've done it, and they did it in their bedroom or their garage or something, and they became, I don't know, that... what you do with streaming, but they became so popular they had to move into another place, and they just put some black plastic on the wall and a couple of tables to make it look like a studio.
Good on them.
And here they are. I think they've now both given up their jobs. And
what, are they on YouTube or?
Yeah, I think, I can't remember what they were doing actually. Isn't that funny? I was just listening to the story thinking, wow, good on them, but yeah, I didn't really take in where they were doing it. Must be
they must be selling it on YouTube. I can't think of any other avenues. Well, they don't actually sell it on YouTube. They get a lot of sponsorship if people like it, don't they? And that's how they make their money. But massive amount of money to be made.
Huge.
I've heard on YouTube for doing just stupid little things.
Crazy what people do, isn't it? What we all watch or what we follow.
These young kids that are making these videos, and you know, I was watching this little girl, and she was, it's all about her dancing and her shoes and her, and she goes into these shops with her mother and looks at the latest little tutus and things, and there's this video, and I'm looking at it and I said, nobody, surely, but she's actually something like close to being one of the world's youngest millionaires or something. She's about 5 or 6 and she's making so much money from this YouTube thing that's going out every week to everybody.
It's incredible, isn't it? And it just doesn't matter how old you are. You know, when you've got that type of technology and people follow you.
Yeah.
Actually, it was interesting. I was talking to my students about that this weekend, and talking about this kind of globalised world we live in, but also this techno and social media driven world, and, you know, saying to them the things that they'll be teaching their children now is how to sift through what's real and not real, and how to keep them safe from, you know, following somebody that actually is not that good, but, you know, for some reason everybody hooks on to that person. Mm. So really interesting, where it's probably not something our parents had to think about.
Definitely not. Not in any way.
Yeah.
It was just purely and simply you met everybody way back in our day, and you had a gut feeling whether they're a good person or a bad person, or unless they did something obviously that was... But nowadays, anybody can be anything they want and sell themselves as that person. And they can be something totally, totally different. And how do you find out whether it's true or not? You
know,
it's just like when people sell things and market things, all these diet things and all the rest of it, and they can just put it out there and say, this has been proven. Proven by who? You know, 9 times out of 10, it hasn't been proven. Oh, I had a beautiful one come up recently about that. that got totally blown out of the water, and I'm going to have a brain block and not be able to bring it up. I'll hold that.
While you were thinking about that, I was stuck down in Dunedin the other week, and I was watching this morning TV, and just while I was packing up to get out of the hotel, and Ellen was on. And she's a bit of a laugh sometimes, but one of the ads that came up through it was these bath salt thingy, my bobbies, that you'd lost weight. You just had to go in the bath and it dehydrated you, I think. So you shrunk only for a while, but it was like, if you want to go out and be in that, fit in that dress and look fantastic, go and have your bath, you'll shrink. And of course, it'll pop back later, but you like drop a whole dress size or two dress sizes by having the stuff in the bath.
Well, I've got a better one than that. I remember my sister, who is 2 years older than me, and she, this is in the days before TV, etc., so you had to right away, you used to get these little mailing catalogues, so she would right away for the product that she wanted, and it would be sent to her by physical mail, and she wanted a bust enlargement cream. And so she got this little jar of cream, came back, and it was just one of those, you know, like Savlon cream, one of those old-fashioned creams, was a picture of a hand. And it cost her a lot of money. I can't remember how much, but I remember she'd saved and saved and saved to get this cream.
And did she religiously rub it on her boobs?
No, she, you know, sort of like the cream bottle was this tiny little thing, so there was about one application only. And the instructions were you have to use this hand on your boobies every, you know, 1 hour or something, 10 times a day. So it was just such a rip-off. So we can't say all the rip-offs are happening today. No. They did happen back in those days.
Isn't it hilarious, isn't it? Gosh, and I was just thinking, wow, how many, you know, people get sucked into these things. And you're right, proven by whom?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Isn't it funny?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But can you imagine this 15-year-old standing there rubbing her boobies with her hands? No, it hasn't happened.
Oh, that's gorgeous, isn't it? Well, that's probably about all we've got time for today. We didn't even get half of what we're going to talk about, but who cares? We're back next week. We'll see you guys the same time, same place next week.
We got nothing to hide. We got nothing but to lose. backwards with me, backwards with me. Front to back, back to front. Will you come backwards with me, backwards with me? We can learn to love.